Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone. I'm Kim, one harmonic whole. Jill had asked a question like, how do we do energy work throughout the day? And it's like, how do you know that you're doing energy work throughout the day without sitting there focusing on taking deep breaths, doing yoga work, doing like healing touch, doing Reiki? How do you continue to move energy throughout the day in like a normal living pattern to keep yourself healing? How do we keep that moving?
You know, too, Kim, what's really interesting to me is, quite honestly, I think when people hear energy work, they almost always default to receiving energy work of some sort from someone else. And the question that we're discussing right now is about how to basically receive energy healing, self-healing from yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. How do I keep that flowing? I know for myself, it's a lot in my head. I use my brain, myself talking, to keep that moving. And it's like the positive thoughts, the gratefulness, the gratitude, the telling yourself to breathe, telling yourself like, whoa, did you just feel that in your body? Like, whoa, taking time to just listen to the body. That is how I keep like energy moving, self-healing, like energy work being done on myself. Like I'm doing it to myself, not by putting my hands over an area and listening to calm music and doing it into my meditative state. Like a lot of us are so busy that we don't have the time. And I say that in a nice way, in a gentle way.
Yeah.
We aren't able to take the time to just sit and say, hold on, I got to do energy work on myself. Like, don't talk to me right now. I got to focus. That's going to cause you more stress. But if you just sit there and you're in a meeting and you're just like, ooh, like a back pain, you're like, okay, I feel you. I'm still listening to everything around me. I'm very much in present mode with the meeting that's going on. But when you can actually go in your head and say, like, I hear you, back pain, and take a deep breath, and I'm going to just move that breath right into that back pain, and I'm going to shift my body, and I maybe need to stand, or maybe change my position, and you're honoring it. That is energy healing.
Yeah, it is. You have something that I like to phrase, curious conversation. That's a big part of your personal self-healing, is you're always in this curious conversation with your day and your experience. So for example, if your knee starts to hurt, it's like you will start to have like a curious conversation with your knee, mm-hmm. and finding out what it wants and needs. Now you've been doing that for quite a long time. And so I've shared before too, Kim, that I believe you're really, really fast at it. You know, that you'll go through that process kind of almost... It's habit. It's kind of like this. When you first tie your shoe, you know, it's very, 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 very slow when you're tying a shoe, when a kid's tying a shoe, right? And over the years, lickety split, you can tie a shoe. Well, Kim's at that stage. She's at that, you know. So that's the thing here is on this, to me is what I'd love our listeners to consider is like, how can you, and we'll call it self healing, you know, energy, but I love, Kim, that you just called it moving energy. Because it's when energy is stuck or stagnant or imbalanced, pick it. Like that's when energy healing is needed. It's some sort of a movement is needed. And for me, it's just like I have kind of a big arsenal of like tools to go to. Sometimes yin yoga is everything my body wants and needs. And then that goes on pause. Like that's not what my body needs. And then it's almost always some sort of physical movement, you know, but for me, it's really more, I don't get as much into a curious conversation as I get into like what I call state of awareness. It's just like really tuning in, like what is happening? And I'm not even thinking that. I'm not saying that and I'm not having a mental conversation. I'm more in a state of being with it.
Yeah. Yep. And that's the beauty of it is that there's not one particular tool that we're doing. And my guess is almost every single person is doing self-healing. They just don't know that they're actually doing it.
Right. So, and I think, if we know we're doing it, if we bring that awareness to it, it becomes like rocket fuel. It has a greater effect in us.
Yeah. I know, Jill, you like to take walks too.
Mm-hmm.
And for a little bit there, it got a little challenging with the sunlight and stuff. You were having some headaches in the past.
Yeah.
And it's like now you were sharing recently how you were able to go out for a walk and you felt great. You even had energy afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something in it that you didn't give up, for one, and you just listened to what your body needed at the time and you honored that. And then now look at where you are. It's mm-hmm. not that you weren't supposed to walk, not that you were supposed to avoid the sun. It was just like there was things that your body needed to do to like almost prepare to be able to walk that far.
Yep. Yes. And it literally, was like a stop sign from our house about, I don't know what it is, about 8-10 blocks up. I recall getting to that stop sign at one point and being so exhausted and so like overwhelmed with, like you said, the sunlight outside, whatever, just tired. I had to go home. And yeah, like you said, Kim, I didn't give up. It's like, I also didn't judge it at that time. It was like kind of shocking that it was that close, that the distance was that short, but it was shocking in the sense of like, I became aware. I finally was just like, you know what? This really is where I am with this. That was what was shocking. Become aware of it. It wasn't new. I just had decided to pay attention to how the energy was really, really moving. And it wasn't moving a whole lot. And so then I spent a lot of time and energy and focus on self-healing energy so that it could start moving again, so that I could walk miles again without feeling exhaustion. And like you said, I didn't give up. It would just sadden me if anyone gives up. I mean, we all have our moments where we consider it.
Yeah.
And that's fine to have the moment, but to actually give into it is a whole different thing. But this self-healing energy, it's not that we can't ask for help or assistance, but there is this thing where it has to begin within us and then like emanate outward from there. And so then if I'm in a situation where I need some help and I go to Kim and I still have something going on inside of me, I'm going to get and receive, I should say, a greater assistance from Kim. It'll be more effective. If I go to Kim having given up and not participating in my own self-healing, it's going to be very, very, very difficult for Kim to help me. So still give it a good shot because I know her.
All right. And we talk about energy, like energy healing, like, Reiki, healing touch, that sort of thing. But in my head, I'm getting all these different ideas of what healing can even look like. This could even be where you're just drawn to walking into your boss of the office. And then she just says, she or he says something to you that is just very like, wow, like I needed to hear that. I needed to hear it that way. That is a form of like energy healing also.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody comes around the road and, hey, can I help you with that as you're trying to rake? And all of a sudden somebody's like, I can help you rake. That is also a form of energy healing. It's just helping you feel more at peace with yourself.
I love that, Kim. It is more that at peace with yourself. We had talked yesterday. We didn't, this isn't something that we shared publicly, but you and I were chatting about something and you had said it's a sense of inner peace.
Yeah.
And to me, that's what energy healing does, is it brings us a sense of inner peace. We can get that from others for sure when we go and see an energy practitioner. But the thing is it tends to be short-lived. It's there for a while and then it disappears. But when we do self energy healing, we can create that inner peace and it's much more sustained.
Yep.
Yeah. I want to talk more about self-energy healing, but not today.
Yep. Yep. I challenge everyone, not challenge, excuse me, wrong word. I will love everyone to just be aware of how much energy healing, self-energy healing that you are actually doing today. You probably had no idea that you were even doing. Even taking a breath, very simple. But when you stop and you also take a deep sigh, that is energy healing. So like, give yourself a pat on the back and say, like, good job. Good job. Like, you just took the time to take a really strong deep breath.
Yep.
That's a start.
Oh, I love that. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
Yes. Thanks for listening. Until next time.